This is 88.3 FM WAER. Several dozen people took to the streets today to have their voices heard and want you to raise yours in opposition to Trump administration cabinet picks who deny climate change. WAER's Chris Bolt reports local groups joined a national call to block certain appointments.
The Trump agenda on climate change is seen in cabinet appointments, many of whom either openly deny the existence of climate change or come from the fossil fuel industry. That's led a range of groups to try and do what they can to fight a possible trend toward a federal government that would reverse policies that tried to combat global warming effects.
We must stop the agenda of Trump.
Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand could oppose the appointments during confirmation hearings. The CNY Solidarity Coalition organized the protest. Dr. Mariana Kaufman says President-elect Trump's choices for Secretary of State and the Environmental Protection Agency are particularly concerning.
Rex Tillerson and Scott Pruitt are both very egregious picks. And we believe that once they are in office, if they do take over those departments, that their goal will be to increase fossil fuel consumption as much as possible and not be willing to put forth the goals that those departments were intended.
In Tillerson's case, Kaufman notes, the Exxon CEO not only comes from a business that might benefit from more fossil fuel expansion, but has also been linked to hiding the effects of climate change.
You may know that Exxon is one of the companies that in the last four decades has run a campaign of deceit, spreading lies about climate change being real.
She's referring to reports by the Los Angeles Times and others that Exxon hid documents as early as the 1970s that indicated the effect of burning fossil fuels. Tillerson and the company are the target of a sweeping lawsuit to hold the oil giant liable for costs of climate change due to the alleged deception. In addition to Secretary of State and EPA, the Energy Secretary and Department of Interior nominees have also denied the impacts or importance of climate change. The National Environmental Group 350.org was also part of the Day Against Denial. Chris Bolt, WAER News.